Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. This is your host, Bishop Poole. We're here always and looking for you to call a friend, tell a friend, let them know that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. And we're here, amen, to take your calls as well as to be a part of your service in helping you to grow with Christ. You know, every day is a new day in Christ Jesus. Every day is a new day. He's always with us, keeping us, and he's guiding us. And we're asking you today to join us in prayer at this moment. Amen. You, as well as you can be our special guest. You can call in the 800 number, a toll-free number at 1-855-236-2252. 855-236-2252. But we're praying now. Father, we thank you, O God in heaven, and as well as this earth. Lord, we thank you for this time for to be with you. And you said, a mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. Oh, God, not only that, but you are saying, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, bind, seal, and hand on every part, whatever weapon that he's trying to use at this moment, oh, God, be destroyed. That no weapon formed against your people, oh, God, will be successful. God, not only that, but we have listeners, those that are subscribing, those that are traveling, those that are in different places. Oh, God, you say you'll be with us always, even to the end of the world. And, Lord, we thank you for being with us and guiding us. And, oh, Lord, we thank you for your companionship. Because sometimes when brothers and sisters forsake us, oh, God, you're right there. You're right there all the time. Regardless of what the abilities are, amen, God, you are right there. And we thank you for your comfort, oh, God, and for your love. Because without love, your love will be lost. God bless you. At this time, we'd like to have, amen, wherever you are, amen, you can call in 855-236-2252. A toll-free call. First, we'd like to set the stage, amen, and what we're discussing today or tonight, wherever you are, is very common. You find every day the world is changing. The world is changing according to what we call normal. You might say it's normal that you get up every morning and you have control, you know what your schedule is today, and you know where you are going, and your family, your friend, your relatives, even the government, even the community, even the county, the city, you know the schedules. But all of a sudden now, you're finding that things are helter-skelter, or you might call it in chaos in certain parts of the world. And even if sometimes even your back door, even in those very private, exclusive areas of the world, amen, they're having trouble. Amen. If it's not weather, amen, it's because of men. And but, you know, we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for Jesus because, amen, he's tomorrow's newspaper. We thank God for God because he's everywhere. He sees all things. He knows all things. And we thank God for him, amen, because God sent him. God sent him here, amen. He walked this earth. He walked among his own creation. He walked among his own people, amen. He knew and he knows what they're confronted with, amen. In the flesh, he knows. And he know what's going on. He know what tomorrow is going to bring. Amen. And it's so important that the saints of God stay focused. We have to stay focused, because if you read your Bible, the first step, amen, of staying focused, amen, as a Christian, you know, you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, become a Christian. Become a child of God. Become, amen, a born believer. Amen. That's the first step, to be aware of the changing of this world, to open up your mind or to see, amen, to know what's going on. You have to, amen, become a part of the family of Christ. Amen. Once you become part of the family of Christ, then constantly reading and studying your Bible, reading and studying your Bible, and always say, amen, always tell you that, okay, other Bibles are fine, but let's start off with the King James Bible, was authorized by King James, amen, in 1611. It was authorized, and because of 40 different translators took part in that Bible, then you know you have a 90% or more, 100% chance of getting a true translation from all the scribes and the prophets, whatever they wrote during the time, amen, of Moses' time and the time of all the old prophets, and they recorded, and during the time of Jesus when he walked this earth, all those recordings, and they were translated from Hebrew to Greek, Aramaic, it was translated into English, and wherever language that you are speaking, you can rest and assure you're getting one of the best translation of the truth. Of the truth. Now, there are American Standard Bibles. There's the Amplified Bible, amen, that are out there. But we're saying that buy these Bibles first. Let it be your foundation. Then go back and refer to the King James. And you can go from there, American Standard, and go from there. Because everybody wants to sell you their word, their gospel. People have their own view of their God. If they're not accepting Jesus as the Lord and Savior, if they're not coming straight out and say they're accepting Christ, then this is what Jesus said in Matthew 24. He said, and Jesus answered and said to them, when they was asking Christ about the end time of the world, he said, take heed that no man deceive you. For many will come in my name saying, I am Christ, and will deceive many. You know, we had early part of the year, people was running here and there saying, some had sent out the world that, it's not word. It was driving around. Oh, the world coming to the end. The world is coming to an end. The world is coming to an end. And those that wasn't studying the word, wasn't being knowledgeable, or going to Bible study, Sunday school, attending a day of church, it's fine to fellowship sometime, but you need to know, amen, where your ministry coming from. You need to know where your leader came from. You need to know, amen, their background and their history. Paul had said, and he was talking to Timothy, say, Timothy, you know my background. Timothy, you know my history. You, Timothy, you was there. You know, understand what the things I was going through. Amen. So it's very important, amen, that you know the people that are teaching you. You know, amen, about the ministry that you are under, because of the fact they're not just popping up overnight, amen, just to get people to worship and to guide them, amen, and be concerned about power and leadership, amen. No. Paul told Timothy, you know my background. You know my suffering. And you know the things I went through. So that's why it's important that you know the people that you are operating with. You know about them. You know their history. You know where they've been studying. You know where they're going, what the vision of God had given them. Amen. So Jesus said, be not deceived. There are many false teachers coming up. Many false preachers are coming up. Missionaries and prophets everywhere, but be not deceived. Amen. You're going to have wars and rumors of wars. Amen. But that is not the end. So we as the body of Christ, we as born-again believers, we can't just relax. You know, that is the norm that where we were before we came to Christ. We had relaxed. We had decided to take the suffering. It wasn't going to get any better. Amen. We decided to assume that we was going to die early. We assumed that nobody loved us. We assumed so many different things until you heard the truth. And when you heard the truth, amen, it gave you an alternative. The world's changing. Why is the world changing? Amen. It's because of the Antichrist. It's because of the Antichrist. The world has to go in this direction. And one of the basic doctrines, amen, and one of the major positions of God and his people, amen, is found in 1 John, the 4th chapter. 1 John, the 4th chapter. And it says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are going out into the world. Hereby know we the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, the world is changing, but God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Now, this is the foundation what Jesus taught. Not only taught, but there are many faith fights against that God came in the flesh. They will not accept the fact that this holy God, his son, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, they will not accept, if you are in a faith that will not accept that Jesus came in, that God's Son came into the flesh, amen, then this is, you are a part of the anti-church, anti-Christ, amen. Why is it so important? Why is it so important? If God did not give us the ability, amen, to overcome these attacks that are coming upon the world, that Satan is sending, amen. In these last days, the Antichrist, in this age, he's fighting against Christians. He's fighting against all any teaching that Jesus said that we will have power to resist his control. Now, one man causes the economic condition. Caused one another man had a lot of financial problems going on and taking money, stealing money, hiding money. One of this, if you think back, do some research. One man and another man, they was in powerful positions, but they did not accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. When you don't have Christ in your life, you're following the doctrine, what Jesus said, the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. So these men was about stealing money, stealing people's inheritance, taking power, amen, and using it for their own lust and for their own glory. And this is what the Antichrist, he's about. He's about himself. Doesn't matter, is it the widow's savings or the young child inheritance? Doesn't matter if you take food out of a household. He's about himself, or she's about herself. Amen. They don't want to lose that position of power or in control. Amen. So this one man, these men that you know have got economy and conditions and financial trouble, amen, because Ecclesiastes says, amen, knowledge is power and money is power. So they know money is power. Amen. But they've been using it for their own selfish gain. Now, God came, he gave us knowledge. He gave us knowledge. Proverbs say they found that, amen, knowledge is better. Amen. You can know how to get money once you got knowledge. And money, if you know how to save money and provide your money, invest your money, money, Proverbs say, to take wings and fly away. Amen. So here we go about why the world's changing. The Antichrist. You look on the news, you can hear it. Everywhere is wars. Wars everywhere. Some people can't have a decent home. Children don't know nothing about playing in the streets or in the parks because it's about a religious war, trying to get control and shooting up areas, blowing up leaders, blowing up places. Amen. And because the power of God, they reject the power of God for coming into their lives. Coming into their life. If you do not have a control greater than you, amen, the world will consume you. It will consume your feelings. It will consume your lifestyle. And you live off of your feelings. You live off of your feelings. You live off of how you feel. Regardless of, you wake up one morning, you'll be the richest person in the world. But if you don't feel right, you got a stomach ache, amen, you can just turn against everyone and shut everybody down, get a bad attitude, amen, that day, and no one can get along with you, amen. You don't like your food, or you don't like the way people talk to you. You're not in control. You're out of control, amen. Proverbs talking about when a man cannot rule a spirit, it's worse than a city with the house broken down. So we ourselves, amen, as Christian, we believe that Christ came into the flesh. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. God is in us is greater than what's going on in the world. You find men and women that decided they was going to take their lives, they're going to take the lives of others. Amen. And they have no compassion. They have no other inward voice talking to them that it's wrong. They have no inward, amen, control over their spirit, saying, no, you should not kill anyone. Amen. And they find themselves, amen, at the mercy of the world doctrine of Satan. That's why it's important. Amen. Constantly feed on the word of God. Constantly. Amen. The changing world is going according to the scripture. And everything in scripture is true. That's why God said he came that we might have power. Amen. When the spirit of God come upon us, we're going to have power. And how can you get the spirit of God? Constantly reading his word and being in prayer. Being in prayer. And the more you give yourself to God's word, amen, because the word of God is God, amen. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, amen. So we ourselves have to understand, even you have to understand, the world, only they can get things from you, they're okay. They're okay. Now, it deception says that, amen. False teaching can disguise themselves. the final motive, you almost have to look down at the bottom line. You can't walk alone, because they will lie, they will act out, they will do anything, long as they get what they want. Deception falls along the line of selfishness, because Satan, Lucifer, the fallen angel, amen, he wanted to build a new throne, a new heaven, and a new earth. So he said he was going to go up a little higher, and he was going to build his own heaven, and amen, and God evicted him. He threw him out, amen, and he's down here. But he's teaching the same doctrine. He's teaching the same doctrine. So why you see government now and other people you might know, amen, why are they acting so selfish? You say, well, you know, why don't people, amen, on your job or in your community, even your loved ones, your cousins, your relatives, amen, why they don't want to take, amen, a second seat? Why they don't want to give in, amen, to let someone else win or let someone else have an opportunity, amen, to be successful, to accomplish something, and you take the back seats for a while? That's what you call giving. God said, more blessed to give than receive. But they always want. They always want to have it my way. Always want, this is what God told me. And they don't mind using God's word. They don't mind using God's name, because the fact that they don't respect God. The enemy has caused them, amen, to disrespect God. Even disrespect God's house. And that's some of the small changes you can see. People rather be on three or four different pastors. Amen. On the radio, they'll support radio, they'll support television. Instead of being a part of one ministry, amen, being governed and being taught and be spreading, amen, learning how to spread and learning how to be dedicated and learning how to be a leader, amen, and a follower than a leader. They'd rather be loose, free. And that's what the enemy wants. That's what you call deception. This deception. Deception teaches the opposite of organization. Deception is opposite. You say, well, why is that? I don't have no biblical proof. Well, if you look at the enemy in the book of Ephesians, if you look at the enemy, and Paul was talking to, amen, to the Ephesians at this time, he was teaching them in the book of Ephesians, Paul was saying that, amen, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And this is always the issue, amen. When people start going through their changing, they start going through their trials and situation changes now. Like if a person get laid off, and 200 or 300 people get laid off. I mean, you know, on the job, or 400 or 500 people get laid off. Then when they come home, and at the end of the week, everybody get absent-minded. And they begin to point fingers. Oh, if you got a job, oh, we should have saved. Oh, this, that, and the other. And they begin to what? Want to devour each other. And they forget. They're forgetting that this whole scenario, this whole situation was planned. It's a planned attack on the human race. It's a planned attack. Amen. That's why Paul say, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. You have to be proactive. You have to be preparing yourself, amen, to keep the oil in your vessel. Keep the oil in your vessel. You could, so much you can give out and still hold your faith. And so much you can run and still hold your health. And so much you can help people, amen, without destroying yourself. Amen. You have to be careful, even in first aid. Amen. If you fall in the river or the boat, they say, "What? Put on your life jacket first." Amen. Get yourself first, then you can be able to help others. Amen. Paul is saying that in Ephesians, we're talking about why the world is changing. And those of you have some words you would like to put in or like to come on, just press 1 on your phone. You can call the toll-free number, those that are listening, 855-236-2252. Dial 1-855-236-2252. Press 1, and you can share. We like to share what experience that you have found, amen, seeing the world changing that people are not aware of, amen. Now, Ephesians 6, again, about why are we saying that the enemy does not want you to settle down to be a part of any organization or to settle down to be a part of any church, amen, to be committed to one church and be committed, amen, to one family of Christ, which you always going to be a part of the world, family of God, because all of us now, some of us work, you got different family names, but you work together, you go to school, amen, but you're a different family, but you know who your real family are in the natural, but it doesn't stop you from fellowshipping, but your responsibility is to, amen, one family of Christ. And there are some that are floating around, moving around, amen. They got caught in this doctrine of schism. This doctrine of schism, amen, are being caught in the net, and they're slowly being pulled. But watch this. Paul is saying in Ephesians 6 that in the 12th verse, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we wrestle not against our brother and sister. You should keep that in mind, your neighbor or the man next door. It's a spiritual warfare that's happening, amen, to those people. They're being bombarded. They're not aware of it. They're not aware of it. Amen. They call it everything. They call it, you know, all different type of names. But anyway, these areas of spiritual warfare, they're organized. They're organized. Amen. The devil don't have no devils flying around, one over here, one over there. No, you notice in Pacific areas, amen, principalities, amen, rulers. That means they have people under them. They have locations and areas where they have been assigned, and they stay on their assignment, and they're working in those areas. Amen. That's where they've been assigned. They work in those areas. So when you find people, if you're floating around, if you're not a part of under the blood of Christ, any leader trying to pray and discern to help you, amen, you can be deceived. You can be deceived. That's what's changing. Amen. Paul said in the last days, and he was talking to the Thessalonians concerning about, amen, apostasy. Amen. People are just changing and moving. Amen. But they don't know that. See, if they really come aware of it, that's what deception is all about. Adam and Eve didn't have the temptation we had, amen, like we're having now, but they had a greater temptation, but they were in the body of Christ, amen. They were sinless, born without sin, amen. And that's why the enemy came, amen, working and designing and lying and trying everything he can to get them, amen, to what? Just not to follow what God is saying. Amen. So what? Paul was saying to the Thessalonians, amen, in the last days and about the coming of Christ, amen, there's so much going on, and we have to be watchful. We have to be prayerful. Amen. And Paul was saying to the Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, he said, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our coming together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind. Well, you know, God told me about this, and God told me, and that shake you. They say God, when they say throw the word God, they shake you. They got your attention. You give them everything you got now. Or be troubled neither by spirit. See, don't be shaken by when you get trouble come up or something, don't let that shake you. Don't let that shake you. Amen. Neither by spirit, not by word, not by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. Amen. Once you get saved and sanctified, and amen, sanctified means separated. Sanctification, holiness means separated from the world activities that you used to do. You're separating yourself. Separating yourself. Let no man deceive you by any means, for the day shall not come except they come a falling away first, that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, things that are happening in this world, and many people have been deceived, they're not saving, they're not being wise about using their monies, amen, and they've been trying to use the church as a lottery, amen, to put $50 in, and somebody told them they're going to get $250, amen. It'd be somewhere down the line, the Holy Spirit would definitely, he would come to your rescue and make you aware of this. Hey, now listen, watch what you're doing. Watch this person. Watch this revival. Amen. We're just so gullible. Every revival. Are you going there for, you must be going for entertainment. You must be going for entertainment. Amen. If you used to go around to different clubs and places, amen, just because they're having something, you, that same spirit might be moving you around. Oh, they're having a revival. That person over there, oh, they're having a great sing over there. Oh, he's coming from London. Oh, he's coming. Oh, he got that new record out. And you're just going from one place to another. What you forgetting about? Your health? You forgetting about your health? What else you forget? You forget about your loved ones? Because what? You done slowly got into that pleasure. And the lovers of themselves, like Paul said, the lovers of themselves. So the world used that. They depend on you. Amen. To burn you out. So now, you see all the changes, and you want to be in part of all of that. And you find yourself being, say, well, ain't nothing to the church. Nothing happening. Well, something's supposed to have happened when you got been born again. When you came into Christ, something had happened. Amen. So something will constantly happen, and God would always have you to focus on the needy, the poor, the halt, and the blind. Amen. Those that are lost in Christ, amen, it will always be on your mind. How can you help? What can you do? Amen. Amen. What can I do? What can I say to them? The world is changing. What do you see changing in your community? What has changed in your life? Have you changed since you came into Christ? Paul said, old things are passed away. Behold. Are you beholding some things that you say, wow, I used to love to do this, but I don't do that no more. And because you find that's a weight. It's a weight. It's a weight. Maybe you spend 3 hours a day preparing yourself. Amen. To go out in public. Washing your car, your house, your home, all this. And you find and say, I don't need that no more. It's a weight. Maybe you're not getting the attention that you thought you was having. And it just weighs you down. Jesus said, I'll be with you always. You know, it's a wonderful thing to have somebody with you all the time, to have the presence of God in you all the time. You won't be able to physically to sustain a worship in your life that we have in the temple. You know, singing and shouting and jumping, praising God, crying. You know, it just physically would wear you out to that extent of worship. But God will be there. You can feel His presence. Amen. He said, I'll be with you always. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And you'll find that if these people that's teaching against Christ being in them, they will always look for material access somewhere. They always want to be seen and heard, because they have not come to grow into the fact that God don't need no material. God doesn't need the money, but they need God material. They need God money. You know, He is the source, but He want us to recognize Him and respect Him, who He is. He want us to recognize His church. Jesus died for the church. His blood, He shed it for all of our sins and all of our problems. We don't have to give a sacrifice no more. In the Old Testament, under Leviticus law and Abraham and Moses and amen, way back to Cain and Abel and Adam and Eve, amen, God was so precious and loving. That's why we can depend on God. Amen. He stand by His word. When Adam and Eve had sinned, amen, they was tested. And that's what the enemy do. He tests you. And he put things before you. Amen. And try to draw you out what God told you not to do and do. Amen. He draw them out on the false teaching. That's how powerful deception is. He draw them out of the garden, and God, he prophesied to them and told them, amen, that yes, the human being will be restored to Him. But after Adam and Eve saw themselves, you know, naked, He killed the animal and the blood, and He took the coat. He didn't leave them out there. Amen. They was exposed to weather, and He knew that, and they had seen themselves. He gave them a coat and let them warm themselves and protect themselves. That's what God does in the natural. Yes, you have fallen, you have walked away from Him, but He will restore you inside and outside. Inside and outside. And this is the day, we are in these days and times that we have to understand that God wants us to be aware of our idol survival. The enemy come, like in Revelation 9, Revelation, in the book of Revelation with Antichrist 666, he come in 16, Revelation 13 and 18, Revelation 13 and 18, amen. If you don't take the mark of the beast, amen, like the government is going through now, amen, and we have to be very careful. This one man, and Revelation 13 and 17 say, no man might be able to sell, buy or sell. Now, you might have some things you want to sell. You might not be able to buy or sell. Buy or sell. Amen. For your livelihood. Buy or sell. In the 15th verse, let me go a little bit higher. Revelation 13 and 15, it said, and it came, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man may buy or sell save he that had the mark of the, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. His wisdom, let him that understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, which is 666. Now, Jesus said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. You shall receive power when you come into the family of God. And Mark said, these are the signs of those that believe. They lay hands on the sick. Amen. They shall recover. And they can cast out devils. Now, here is a position where people do not have the power of God in their lives. Amen. And the enemy has power. He has power to control people. Amen. Do you find that these people walking in there shooting up stores and shooting up jobs, they had lost their power. They had lost control. I hear voices, and the voice told me this, and God told me, that's a lie. God don't tell people to shoot up his image and shoot up his people that he's trying to save. Jesus died on the cross for everybody. He said, whosoever will, let him come, regardless of what they live and by, what they think they are living for, who they think they are about. Amen. Jesus still said, whosoever, let him come. I can clean him up. I can fix him. I can help him. And he restored them. Amen. He's the one by what? Giving them power. He's the one by empowering people. The Holy Ghost empower people. I'm sorry. The Holy Ghost empower people. He helped them, give them vision and dreams, and talk with them and share with them. Amen. Encourage them. As long as they read and pray and give God access to their minds and give God access to their knowledge and their skills, God would help them and direct them through his Holy Spirit. And we are now in the Spirit dispensation, even though we're under grace, but the Holy Spirit, he has the power of the church. He is the power of the church. If it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, the power of the church, amen, we will not have no salvation going on. There will be nobody coming to Christ. But the Holy Spirit draw. He draw, amen. He draw the one to Christ. Amen. But if you do not have the Spirit of God, and you can see it now everywhere, amen, when you hear people, they bring it on television, they bring it on the news, or you see it in the community, it's because they're denying the power of God. And it's more today prevalent because it's now they've been those that are, they're announcing it. There's more religious wars going on. Amen. It is about religion. It's about religion. And Antichrist, he wants to be worshipped. The Satan still wants to be worshipped. That's the image. That's the story. He still wants to be worshipped, people. He still wants to be worshipped. Amen. A man should not want worship. Leaders should not want nobody to worship them. They be very careful about what they have people to say about them. Amen. Disrespecting God. It's not reverencing God. Amen. So what's changing? The change is that more are fighting against the church, fighting against the foundation of the church. And not only in the world, in the inner circle, and in the world. The world still needs Jesus. Amen. Amen. God don't need us. We need him. That's the only message going from Genesis to Revelation. We still need God today. We still need God today. But if you get caught up moving around, amen, and get sidestepped and get the people thinking about, well, I need to live. I need to have clothes. I need to have shoes to put on. Well, you better go back and read Revelation, not on Revelation, but the book of Matthew's. Amen. Matthew 6, Jesus said, Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone. Amen. In Matthew 4, the enemy came before Jesus. Amen. Matthew 6 is talking about, amen, that God, amen, he will give us our needs. Amen. And Matthew 4 was talking about how the enemy had tested Jesus and brought him forth and showed him everything in the world. Amen. Matthew 6:33 says, take no thought for tomorrow. Matthew 6:30-31, therefore take no thought for tomorrow, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, or what you shall put on. And say, hold on, Bishop, hold on. Now, wait a minute. What you trying to say? I don't eat to be a hermit. I just go around. No, he didn't let Adam and Eve be a hermit, walking around naked with no clothes on, did he? No. No, he didn't. He did not send them out there without power and ability. No. They had children. They had family. They grew. They multiplied. Amen. That is not what God is saying. He's saying, based on all your life and all of your energy on bread and water, and you're forgetting about him because he wants to focus you. He wants to be your source. He wants to be your source. Dial 1-855-236-2252. 1-855-236-2252. This is a toll free number. Amen. You have to try. If you ever anyone have come to you and say, well, you know, it's a good sale on now, they got the you know, that coat, the dress, the shoes, the car, whatever you want to buy. Oh, God, it's on. Oh, they marked it down. And I don't know if they got too many more left, but you should come on and get it. Why don't you go out and try it? You know, people are excited. Excited about trying. I'm excited about trying the Word of God. I learned the more that I reach out and put God first, because I know one day, amen, we're all going to leave here. But it boils down to, like you always hear people say, I never thought it was going to happen to me. I never thought it was going to happen to me. I never thought, you know, you can sympathize with others and you can criticize others. But when it comes down to you, amen, and wherever you are at now, if you're by yourself, it's good to know you have Jesus. You know, if you just think about it, put yourself, if you don't have no friends, no relatives, and Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Then whatever you're going through, all the world is changing. Things are changing because the Bible says it's changing. And people that thought they had security, they're rethinking their lives. And all I can say is base your thinking and your concentration on Christ. They're talking about the mind, how powerful the mind is. And the Bible speaks of, you can speak, whatever you speak, you can have it. Have faith in God. I will put more of my time. If you more time you got, read and pray. Read and pray. Amen. Intercede. Pray for others. Pray for the government. Pray for your neighbors and your children. Amen. Be involved in more. Amen. And to reach out spiritually. Amen. And deal with the spiritual world, because that's what's changing it. The things that you see and the things that you don't see is changing. Now, at the end of this month, I know you might have, we pray that you have this broadcast again. You come, but they recognizing a spiritual fallen, spiritual and fallen death and angels and fallen humanity and graves and all of that. The world has invested money, commercial candies and all kind of clothes in the Halloween. Amen. Oh, God, all of these different things. And then you know, you don't believe in God. You don't believe in the hereafter. You do. You do. Maybe you just don't want to face it. But with Christ, God will give you the power over these things. God give you the insight and oversights on these things. Amen. That you have to live. You live for him and depend on him and lead and start out now, reaching out to him. So when the changes start happening in your community or in your life, even in your health, even in your finance, you find that God is there. He said, I'll be with you always. In the book of Matthew, Matthew 28:19 said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. And you have to live on that word. That's why you say faith, amen, come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. The just shall live by faith. We live in hope all the time. Amen. It's not what people say. You have to be persuaded because you tried it. Things start changing. Let's say, well, Lord, you know, I'm here, feel like I'm here by myself in this situation. Feel like nobody understands what's going on with me. But God, I know you understand. You know, you can appeal to him. You can appeal to him. He is your friend. He's closer than a friend. He died for you. He cared for you. So you can appeal to him and talk to him and vent to him and read the scriptures. Amen. And God will send somebody. Amen. He will help you and guide you and lead you somewhere. Amen. I'll be with you always, Jesus said. I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. He was speaking to his disciples. And that takes a lot. That takes a lot. The average person, the average man can't do that. It's so far that the average person can go. Your family, your relatives. That's why David said, when father and mother forsake me, amen, God would take me up. Amen. Jesus said in Matthew 28:20, amen, he said, teach them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Always, not always. Amen. Always in righteousness. Always in his word. All his ways and teaching, he be with you. And when are you going to try? Well, I mean, when are you going to put God and stand on his word? Stand on his word. Prayer is one way to start. Number one, make sure, amen, and constantly be persuaded in your mind through prayer and reading that you really, really, really believe in Christ as your Lord and Savior. Really believe accepting him down to your heart. You know, Lord, come in my heart. Lord, I believe that Jesus died on the cross for all of my sins. All of my sins. Oh, God, I believe that and I accept that. God, down in my heart, I believe it. Amen. And then once you confess that with your mouth openly, amen, then you find a place of believers that believe in water baptism. Water baptism is a symbol of the natural death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And you take on that, called in Romans 6. Amen. In Romans 6, and what shall we say then? Should we continue in sin and grace may abound? God forbid. Amen. Once you come into Christ and you become aware of all the things that you've done wrong, and that's why you ask God to forgive you of your sins. And what? Then after that, amen, you don't continue. You don't continue to do. That's what Paul said, God forbid. You know you got, we under grace, and you know all of that. You find people, they know the Bible. Oh, back and forth. But they want to continue in sin. Paul said, God forbid. God forbid. You know, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How that we are dead to sin, living longer therein. Know you not that so many of us are baptized into Jesus Christ, are baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him in baptism unto death. that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in this newness of life. That's why we take on the water baptism. We baptize them in water, because that will be our natural and spiritual death, like Jesus died. And that's what's required of us. That's what's required of us. And to take communion, remind us of the his death, burial, and resurrection that he's done for us. It's reminding us what he had done for your life, because it's in the blood. It's in the blood. Amen. So we thank God for your hearing today and tonight, wherever you are, in your job or wherever you're going to be. Tomorrow we can bring this program up. Amen. If you'd like to send us an email, we appreciate it. Amen. You can email me at seniorbishop@jciministries.org. seniorbishop@jciministries.org. You can go to our website. You can go to our website at www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. If you like us on Facebook, join our page at www.facebook.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries, Inc. Facebook, amen, at facebook.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries, Inc. Or you like to subscribe, amen, to YouTube, www.youtube.com/user JCI Ministries, and youtube.com/user JCI Ministries. Also, if you want to write, we appreciate your writing and your letters at JCI Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida 33320, USA. Tamarack, Florida, TAMARAC, Florida 33320, USA. Amen. Doctrine of Truth. You can go to later on, you can subscribe to the program. You can pull the program up later on tonight or tomorrow, and you can review this same message. Amen. The changing world. The changing world. God's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's the same. He will not change. And that's what's so beautiful about it. You can trust him. But Jesus said the world gonna reject you. They are deceivers. They can be influenced. People can offer them in the lie. They can lay a lie and steal. But the Holy Spirit of God is here. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Those that are fighting against the inward power of God, they're losing the battle. They're losing the battle within. But if you have Christ within, just keep reading. Keep giving God, reading his word. Keep reading his word and keep blessing him. Now, Father, we thank you. We're closing, oh God, with this word, asking you to touch and deliver those that are hearing of this word. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, oh God, we bind Satan on every part. Bless them and keep them, oh God, in your Son Jesus' name, oh God. Let's look upon those that are struggling, but God, give them inner peace and keep them and guide them. This we ask, oh God, as we continue to go, amen, knowing that you have all power in your hand.